Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Empowerment Sunday, Sunday, May 8th, 2011. What's good, everybody? Empowerment Sunday in the city. Tonight, we have the Craig Lewis Band stopping by to hang out with the TM Hyman Radio Live crew, the Angels. Craig Lewis Band, who are they? Hey, Tyler Perry spotted these cats in Atlanta. They're a hot new R&B and gospel duo putting it down. They're hitting the road pretty soon in the new Tyler Perry play. I think it's a Madea play. Plus, they're working on a new project. It's the Craig Lewis Band stopping past tonight. Our topic, a winning attitude. Success is a mind. Excuse me. Success is a state of mind. It's all in your mind. You know, how you see yourself, how you view yourself, how you value yourself. It starts with the thought. Success is a state of mind. We're talking about a winning attitude. And the Craig Lewis Band is with us tonight, and they're going to talk about their winning attitudes and how they've gotten to the point where they are right now. So, artists, hey, stay tuned. Tell the artists to tune in tonight. You might be able to pick up some tips to help you to become successful. A winning attitude. Success is a state of mind. With special guest Craig Lewis Band. The Craig Lewis Band. Google them. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. This is Boston, far away. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very privacy. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. and nuts. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm flipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And sees I only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led straight. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah.
I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
Boston, far away. Team Hammer Radio Live, welcome to the show. It's Empowerment Sunday, Sunday, May 8th. Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers. We got CeeLo live out of Charlotte tonight. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and fathers who play the mother role. And yeah,
happy absolutely. We got Thomair live out of Chesapeake tonight. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, all the fathers who play that role, like CeeLo said, and also to all the non-mothers but have to play a mother type of role. Happy Mother's Day to
absolutely.
You guys.
Absolutely. Last but not least, all the way live from Newark, Toya. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, CeeLo. Happy Mother's Day, Dee Dee, and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there.
No doubt. And all of the motherly figures who may not be, you know, biological mothers, but you putting it down. Yo, we appreciate you. And, yo, women hold it down. Women bear things that, you know, men cry about. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Hey, a winning attitude. Success is a state of mind. Do you all believe that? Is success a state of mind, Toya?
Most definitely. I think people get confused with success being what you have as far as material things are concerned and how you look to other people, but no.
Absolutely. We a lot of times measure it as a tangible thing. How much money you have in your bank account, how many cars in your driveway, how many degrees up on the wall. But if you don't ever acquire a degree outside of a high school diploma, because you need that, you can still be successful. If you never have a Mercedes-Benz in your driveway and you only drive a Volvo or what is that, a Jetta, you're still successful.
Yeah,
it's a mindset.
Some people don't even have, you know, vehicles and they're successful, you know. I mean, the thing is you have to do what works for you. And you do have to have a successful mindset. Because I think we were talking off air a couple of days ago, and I said, and I asked you, Terrence, if like why do I feel not all right with just living day to day? you know what I'm saying? Like, just being living with what is discerned as a normal life, you know. And it's and like, you know, and like we discussed, it's based on what you want for yourself and what you want for your family. You know, it's not per se what other people think you should have, because you could spend a lot of time trying to keep up with the Joneses or whatever, and none of those things make you happy. You're just doing out of competition, you know. It's not a full benefit.
Right. It to me, it comes down to, you know, really, who was your role model? You know, supportive role models, you know, parents who always encourage you to go above and beyond. One thing about my rearing, you know, my mother, you know, really, and my dad, but specifically my mother, you know, always pushed me to go above and beyond. Never be afraid to not try something. If you want to do it, nothing beats a failure but a try. You know, she always encouraged me to go above and beyond. And in turn, it just became natural for me to want to go above and beyond. So I think it has a lot to do with your role models, you know. And you know, often Dee Dee has spoke of, you know, the role model she had, you know, coming up in her mom, you know. And I think it has a lot to do with your role models. And then it's the people you surround yourself with. Not necessarily, you know, everyone doesn't have, you know, family members or those parental, you know, models. And sometimes it comes down to best friends or just surrounding yourself around people who are positive and doing positive things. The bottom line is you generate the type of energy or attitude that you give off. People tend to gravitate towards people who have similar characteristics and like minds. If you're successful, you typically gravitate to successful people. If you're, you know, violent, you typically hang out with violent people. I mean, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to stereotype or anything like that, but.
Well, it's not a stereotype. It really, it goes into you know, like people, a lot of people will say, you know, well, why do I keep, you know, attracting these type of people? Well, because more or less
that's the energy you give off.
That's the energy you're exuding. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a person that's giving, very giving, right, you will find a lot of people that are needy. You know what I'm saying? It's just like whatever void you're trying to fill within yourself, usually you gravitate to those people because it's what you relate to. I know that sounded a little backwards, but yeah.
No, not backwards at all.
You know, it's who you gravitate to.
Tonight we are discussing a winning attitude. Success is a state of mind with our special guest, the Craig Lewis Band. Yo, the duo will be joining us coming up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, coming up next, the Craig Lewis Band. Ask questions, get ready. TM Hama Radio Live.
This life is amazing. Right like finding me from all the camera.
If you got an issue like a magazine, you old news. Doing what I'm supposed to. Yeah, I'm super cold, dude. Talking shit behind my back, then nigga, that is so rude. I just had a bouncer toss you out just like some old food. If you getting reckless, we'll put you on some cold cues. So stop the violence, I'm something you should acknowledge. My mama, she used to say I couldn't make it without college, but I'm polished. Something just like the substance on your toenail. Some people say my dreams are just dreams, and I'm like, oh well. I'm sick of people saying everybody wanna rap when the truth of the matter is, compared to me, they just whack a man.
Tell me how long will it take me?
a demo. And if you got a pie, I want a slice like Kimbo. And when I get rich, I want a pretty blonde bimbo with red lipstick to give me head in my limo. Flow more polish than a bad bitch toenails. My music is my weight off in these streets, nigga, no scale. Dude says he better than me. Oh well, I got a macaroni that'll give his ass both sales. And if I ever go to jail, I'll post bail. Go eat calamari at a five-star hotel. Rich niggas do rich nigga things, and I keep a bad bitch to give a rich nigga brain.
So how long have you all actually been singing together? It says a long time, but what's a long time?
We've been singing together for about 6 years. About 6 years now.
Okay. And how did you all meet?
Yeah, for us. We met at a talent show at Clark Atlanta.
Clark Atlanta.
University here in Atlanta.
No doubt. We know Clark Atlanta.
Yeah, and I won the talent show.
And he ain't win nothing. We were competing against each other, and once he finished, after they announced me as the winner, once he finished crying, I asked him, did he want to start a group?
If you believe that, you believe the Lakers gonna win the championship this year.
Oh!
A little debate there. Hey, how was performing on Oprah?
Oh man, that was amazing.
I still don't believe we did it. It was just surreal. It's crazy.
Okay, so what was the first thing you did when you got to Harpo Studios?
The first thing we did when we got to Harpo Studios, well, they took us into, you know, to our dressing rooms or whatever. And, you know, they came in and they prepped us. But when you're walking around, you're seeing all, you know, all the guests who've been there before on the wall and stuff like that. So you just, we were, like, totally in awe. And we're on the same show with Mr. Perry and Janet Jackson, who is a sweetheart, by the way.
Wow.
So it was just, it was amazing.
That's what's good. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, you are listening to Craig and Lewis, members of the dynamic duo, the Craig Lewis Band. They were sharing their Oprah Winfrey performance experience. Let's get right into this joint right here. It's called Real Life, Craig Lewis Band. We'll be right back. TM Hammer Radio Live.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Empowerment Sunday. We have our guest, Craig Lewis Band, on the line. I mean, if you guys haven't already checked them out, you really definitely need to go to YouTube. There are tons of videos that you can check out. And I must say that your live performances sound just as good as your recorded singles. You guys have any type of professional vocal training, or is this all natural for you guys?
This is Craig. I went to a performing arts high school, so I took vocal there. So I've been for a while. Plus church. Everybody taught it up in church, so.
Louis, I went to church. That's where I got my training from.
All right.
Wrong with that.
So yeah, every Sunday morning.
Every Sunday morning. Hey, I like the sound is very unique. It's definitely church based, but it's very unique. Madea's Big Happy Family. So how many dates have you all done thus far?
Well, we did Happy Family. The first half of the tour, we did 125 shows in 126 days.
Wow.
It was crazy, yeah. So, and then we went back out for the second half of the tour, and we wrapped that up in November. DVD came out in November as well.
Wow, so was that just the United States, or was that inside and outside of the U.S.?
It was just the United States.
Wow. So what was the most exciting? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, we toured in the United States, but the DVD is, you know, it's worldwide, it's everywhere.
What was the most memorable aspect of the tour?
Well, for me, the most memorable, I think it's the reaction when you actually meet people who've seen the play. It had such an effect on them. Like, it inspired them. It motivated them. It just touched them in a way that I never imagined that it would. Like, people come up to us all the time and we're like, you don't understand what that play did for my relationship with my mother, or my relationship with my significant other or whoever. And I never saw that coming. We were having so much fun that I guess you kind of forget that people are out in the audience and they're just soaking up everything that's going on that stage. And it is a very, very powerful play. So that's my most memorable moment. It's just the people's reaction, everything that was happening on the stage.
And for me, just to piggyback on what he was saying, I think that's what I will most remember about the play. And even still today, people will come up to us, like a lady came up to us crying, told us, and we were like, why are you crying? And she said that my brothers, they never listen to gospel music. They won't sit down and watch anything positive. She said, but when the two of you started singing, she said, my family was sitting down watching the play, and when the two of you started singing, they walked in and they sat down and played. And she said, you just don't know what that meant. Me, she was in tears. She said, you know, these some rough dudes. And she said, for y'all to have that effect on them, she said she just wanted to thank us. And that right there is, you know, it's so gratifying to know that God used us in that way. My mom told me before we even went on tour, she said, and I didn't get it then, she said, whatever you do, remember while you're out there that it's not about you. And I'm like, what do you mean it's not about me? You know, Mr. Perry told me on YouTube and he wants me to go on tour and all. She said, no, it's not about you. And until we got out there and got a chance to meet people and talk to people, I didn't realize what she meant, but I totally got it. You know, that play meant so much to people. It changed people's lives. People were dealing with the loss of their mother and all kind of family issues. And this play was, you know, it was sort of like therapy. People could deal with that pain of the loss of their mother after watching the play. So it meant so much to people, and that's like what I will never forget about.
Yeah, folks, you are listening to Craig and Lewis of the Craig Lewis Band. Hey, log on to iTunes. Go ahead and download the damn CD. It's off the chain. It's the Craig Lewis Band, independently online. You can also check it out on Amazon.com. Hey, and tell us other places we can follow you? Facebook, Twitter, or website, drop it on us.
Okay, well, you can follow us on Twitter, Twitter/Craig Lewis Band. You can also, you know, catch us on YouTube. We're posting videos on YouTube under Craig and them. Or you, if you just type in the Craig Lewis Band, it'll all come up. And we got some Facebook information too, right, Craig?
Yeah, Facebook, .com/ Craig Lewis Band. Craig Lewis Band.
Hey, Toya mentioned the, man, the plethora of YouTube clips you all have. But this this Where You At clip for Jennifer Hudson, did you all do that before you met her or after you met her? Or is that how she actually found out about you?
Jennifer, we were doing a radio interview, and Jennifer called in to the radio station and talked to us after she, you know, heard that we were going to be there. That's how we found, you know, that's how we met her. But, and we just became, you know, really, really cool with it. We got a chance to sing for her birthday party in Chicago a few months ago. And we've just been big fans of hers. And so we decided to do that record, you know, just to say, hey, you know, we like you, we love you, we see what you're doing. It's good. You know, just a way of us paying tribute to her.
Hey,
it is,
if
crazy.
You want to look at the tribute, it is Where You At. It's the Craig Lewis Band, you know, putting it down for Jennifer Hudson. Hey, check it out. Google it right now. Craig Lewis Band. Yo, let's just blow up Google. Hey, this is Chester Gregory, If You Only. We'll be right back with Craig and Lewis. TMI Radio Live.
I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your life goodbye. I would have treated you right instead of acting like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have the pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
time at Radio Live. That was Chester Gregory with If You Only. And tonight we are talking about a winning attitude. Success is a state of mind. How do you feel about that? And tonight we're joined by Craig Lewis Band, which you guys are awesome. Yes, so give it up to yourself. And I want to start with, let's start with Craig. Craig, how do you feel about the topic? Like, how important is a winning attitude in such a fickle industry?
Going in and out. I heard winning attitude, but I didn't hear the last part.
Oh, okay. No, I was asking, like in such a fickle industry, like, how important is a winning attitude and success being, you know, a state of mind?
Well, it's very important because, there's going to be a lot of doors closed in your face, on top of your face, and you're going to get a lot of no's, get a whole lot of no's. You've gotten a whole lot of no's. But you just got to know that you have to believe in your talent. You have to know that you have talent, and maybe that talent is not for everyone that you're the outlet that you're trying to go through. But all it really takes is one yes. And when you get that one good yes, your whole life can turn around. Like in our instance, our one yes was Mr. Tyler Perry. We have been told no, no, we've been doing this for a while. Told us yes. And he brought us on tour with him for a year. We did the show. We did the DVD. Went to Oprah. Did Monique. And it's all because he believed in what we had. So you have to keep going. You have to keep going no matter what. You got to have tunnel vision and see your goal and don't let anybody or anything stop you from getting to your goal. Because it will happen. It might not happen in the time that you want it to happen, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen when it's supposed to happen.
I just came up with this a saying like last week that nothing beats a no but creativity. Because you got to figure out a way that once you hear no, you got to go around that, you know, and make those no's yeses. So
that's
Lewis, what's your perspective on a winning attitude? How important is it?
Well, I mean, a winning attitude will take you places that, you know, other people can't go. And I think a winning attitude is pretty much the same thing as having a positive attitude about things. And when you just think positively about things, they tend to happen. I believe that. You know, some people say you gotta see it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta see what you want. You gotta see yourself as whatever you want to be. Carry yourself that way. You know what I'm saying? Make decisions that will help you out in that area of your life, whatever your goals are. You know, carry yourself in that way, and it will happen. So you just got to think positive. You got to be positive. Just constantly stay focused on winning.
Absolutely. You got to see yourself as a winner.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of who calling you a loser, you got to see yourself as a winner.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, when you think about it, like, some people who, you know what I'm saying, that they might not be what I like to listen to or somebody that, you know, they end up making it, and they make it far, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that they had to have a positive attitude about some things because you got people, like, they might not be for me, you know what I'm saying? But these people sell millions and millions and millions of records, so that lets you know that everybody's not going to like what you do. And it has no reflection on how big you're going to be. You know what I'm saying? You have to know that. Everybody might not like it, but, hey, you know, this is me. I have something to offer the world. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to keep it pushing, moving. And then, you know, when it happens, you've been ready for it because you've been thinking that way the whole time.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, the days of people not liking it is over. With fans like Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey and Jennifer Hudson, hey, after traveling the country, how did you celebrate? What was the first big purchase, Lewis first? What was the first big purchase after the tour?
What I did was when I was on the road and I started buying things for myself, just to say good job, you know what I'm saying, just to treat myself. I went to the Mac store and just bought it up. I'm the Mac store junkie.
That's what's good.
So if you, I mean the Apple store. So
I'm maxed out myself.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love it. So that's what I did. I went to the Apple store and got everything that I always wanted to get but couldn't quite, you know, manage to get. That's my thing.
Craig, my friend, what was the first big purchase?
My first big purchase, believe it or not, I think it has to be, I walked into, I don't know if it was Foot Locker or Athlete's Foot or Champs or one of them places, but I know I came out with at least seven rows of shoes, pairs of tennis shoes.
Seven rows.
And I love tennis shoes. And I just remember having boxes, everywhere. And that's probably my first big purchase, with a whole bunch of footwear. Cause I love the tennis shoes.
And the crazy thing about it is that these are, you said big purchase. This is a big purchase to us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we still some down home dudes. You know, I'm a country dude. You know, I'm the type of dude where it don't take much to make me happy or whatever. So you know. Those simple things like that were major to us because it's something that we couldn't do before.
Right, right. So tennis shoes, computers, and food. Be good.
All right. Hey, follow them on Twitter.
The food probably should have been first.
Band.
You see that in the wrong order.
Hey, one more time. What you say? What's first?
I was saying the food should have been first. I think we did that in the wrong order because food is very important to us. We love some good eating.
That's one thing that you can absolutely look forward to when you're in the South is some good eating. Craig Lewis, man, we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list too long. I told her I would love her as forever, forever just a word. I put words together, stepping on the stars. She paused, and I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service, my eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore, I'm blind to the fact. I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh.
When you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes.
That you make me cry.
heard it here first. That was Strobe Light, Diddy Dirty Money, featuring Lil Wayne. Thanks for joining us this evening. We have the talented Craig Lewis Band online with us tonight. Thank you again, fellas, for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. Now, I've been watching these. Oh, not a problem. Now, I've been watching these YouTube clips, and I don't think I've ever heard the Brady Bunch sound as good as it did when I listened to the two of you singing it. Now, listening to that, and then there's clips from, you know, Madea's big family reunion. You guys are awesome. I mean, the vocal range, the runs, you guys just sound like, I don't know, I can't describe it. It's just an awesome sound. And everything that I hear sounds really, really good. Everything sounds like it came straight from the studio, and that's something that we're not used to hearing nowadays. You know, most people don't really have the talent. They either have the looks or, you know, they wear hardly nothing and they get around and dance around on stage. But you guys are really, really talented. Had you not been, you know, found by Tyler Perry, where do you guys think you guys would be right now? What would you be doing to actually, you know, make it in the music business? Or were you guys actually looking to make it in the business? Like, or was it just a hobby, something that you love to do, or something that you were actually trying to make a career out of?
Sounds like the phone is breaking up.
What's the question? What do we think we would be doing if Tyler Perry hadn't found us?
Right. Is this something that you would just be doing as a hobby, or were you actually, you know, looking to make a career out of it? What would you be doing right now?
I'm sure that we would still be singing everywhere and anywhere like we've always done, you know, and waiting for that door to be open. Because the thing about it is that this is not just a hobby or just something that we do. It's something that we love. This is something that we would die if we didn't do it, you know? So we'll be singing, acting, you know, in some capacity for the rest of our lives.
I know that. Yeah, because you'll never be able to walk away from it even if you wanted to.
Oh, no.
Never.
Because once music
fellas, we absolutely appreciate you for stopping by. We know you're headed back to rehearsal. Folks, the Craig Lewis Band, check them out. So what can we expect from you coming up? You know, anything that you can talk about, Tyler Perry related, or anything else coming up?
Well, right now we're doing spot dates in different cities, so you can look for us in a city near you, hopefully soon. And we're working on some stuff, something else with Mr. Perry. I don't want to put it out there just yet, but we're working on something else with him too. So look for us. We're gonna be around. We're gonna be around. You'll be seeing a lot of us.
Hey, that's what's good. We're definitely gonna work to try to get y'all to Tampa and get us on the road. Get y'all on the road whenever we have any dates here on the show. So, you feel free to stop past any time.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get into this joint as they head up out of here. It's the Craig Lewis Band. Hey, this joint right here, it's called Real Life. Check them out. Hey, iTunes.
Yeah, man.
The Craig Lewis Band. Pick it up today. Real Life. TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, appreciate you, fellas.
It's not your favorite book. It's not an hour long.
he did it before, he can do it again. And many times it's really grace and mercy that brought you through. But what are you doing different? Are you checking your behavior? Are your activities aligned with the expectations of God, the commandments of God, the laws of God? I'm not preaching. I'm just talking about faith. Stay out of the prayer lines. Stop sowing seeds if you're not going to change your behavior. Talking about faith inside this Empowerment Sunday. We'll be back.
Got me a baby.
Talk Radio Show. TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TDPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live, Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I love to drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's go to tomorrow. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's stay rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. Baby, it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
When you was a child, that you could be anything you want to be, that right there, I think, begins the
the seed that's planted for success being a mine, because right there you already setting yourself up. I can be anything I want to be. Regardless of what may come, what may, or the trials and tribulations that you experience on screen, you already know in your mind, though, I can be whatever I want to be, and whatever it takes, I'm going to be that. So right there, that's, you know, you already know success is in your mind and you're going to succeed. So
I totally agree with that, because that's what I always heard. You can be
right.
Whatever you want to be. You can be whatever you want to be. So by the time I was like 5, 6, 7, I truly believed that there was nothing that I couldn't do. So I
right.
totally agree. It starts early.
It does. Definitely. And I know I tell Dasha that all the time. Mommy, I want to do this. I want, baby, you can be whatever you want to be. However many professions you want to, you can do it. Because I don't want to hinder her or stop that process. I don't know what it is when we become adults. Sometimes those fears creep in, certain things creep into our minds, and it, like, sometimes it stops us. Sometimes it makes us procrastinate. Sometimes it's just, you know, it doesn't hinder us at all. But, you know, if you start young, if you get your mind focused and on the right path at a young age and get those thoughts embedded into you at a young age, as an adult, you might incur some of those negative things. Oh, you ain't going to make it. Oh, you not going to succeed. Oh, you failed again. Oh, da, da. But you're still going to keep trying. You're still going to keep pushing because it's in you. So.
Absolutely. It is Sunday, May 8th, 2010. And, hey, the Mavericks smashed the Lakers 122-86.
Oh, wow. Golly,
122-86. It's like, whoa.
Who's only
what
one
happened?
Person stayed on their team or something?
I don't know. Kobe, what happened?
Good gracious, was the whole team against Kobe? I mean, what in the world?
Hey, they did not have a winning attitude today. Success was not a state of mind today.
Apparently.
And the Mavericks whipped up on the Lakers 122-86. You are inside Empowerment Sunday with CeeLo. Domare and Toya. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Coming up, Entertainment National News live out of Charlotte. Hey, we appreciate our special guest tonight, the Craig Lewis Band. Hey, just talking about possessing, you know, a winning attitude. I mean, these guys started off in a talent show, identified each other's talent, got together, formed a duo, you know, years later. You know, Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, Monique, in a U.S. tour. Hey, doesn't get better than that. Possessing a positive attitude, a winning attitude. Hey, it can only work for you.
Yeah. Nothing beats a failure but a try. And nothing beats a no but creativity. Yes.
This is real. This is real. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., join us right here. Then again on Wednesday, then Friday, 10 p.m., back up on Sunday. We are working to become the world's largest interactive radio show. 917-889-3926. Again, coming up, Entertainment and National News with CeeLo. We'll be right back.
I'm a fly guy, why you still jet lagging? I only sleep when I watch my little cousin snapping. Money coming, but my patience is the issue. Keep them waiting till they make you can bleeding like a menstrual. Sure, I said, look a nigga in his eyes. The revolution would not be televised. Not a TV swagger, won't live a lie. Nigga, cop and see your best bet is to lose my vibe. Yeah, now they tryna bump shoulders. Chop it up, spit it out, seeing if they really fly. I don't like the smoke, but I can get really high. I'll show you how I got the game analyzed. It's kinda hard to believe. Niggas really make the task hard to achieve. But bitch, I got speed, so ain't no doors locked. I'ma take you straight to the top. You slipping unless the haters gon' ride. You can eat hot things, drink off. Where the kid at? The need off. Hold up, lean back. I'm trying to keep the shit up. Real rap. Hey, let me know how you feel rap. I drive
drive my draws, she drop her jaw. I'm a king in the truest sense, oh Lord. Money makes $10, know to go hard. I'm more than a problem cause I can't be solved. You ain't saying nothing, you lucky this silly eyeball. Better than a rap and a captain highball. Now I see why I got me be a black little eyeball. All my niggas hungry, man, I got y'all. Hey, this is for the pimp, this is for the hustlers, this is for the chicks. All the dudes run so I can shine like this. Baby, take the picture, I'ma pose for the flick. Yeah, niggas only hate me cause they can't hate my music. Make my own beats and I don't cheat, I really do this. I'm about to go stupid. Watch, LeBron on the court, let me take the last shot. Same time, same ball, with the kids that we need y'all. Hold up.
Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
8:15 in New York City. 3:15 in the a.m. out in Baghdad, coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with entertainment and national news. It's CeeLo.
Well, happy Mother's Day and good morning in the afternoon. It is your entertainment and national news for May 8th, 2011. Now, we'll start with world news. Now, while here in the U.S., the U.S. celebrations of the demise of Osama bin Laden are still continuing, while overseas supports in Pakistan are rallying to condemn the killing on Sunday, which was actually yesterday for them, while guards have blocked off the corridor to the compound where bin Laden was found and slain. Because, you know, people are trying to go and check out, you know, the area to see, you know, I guess the remnants of him being slain. But either way, Songs for Japan raised $5 million and was given to the Japanese Red Cross Society. And artists involved in that project included Eminem, CeeLo Green, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Red Hot Chili Peppers, David Guetta, the Black Eyed Peas, and Elton John. And there are some others that, you know, but you can check out the you can check it out if you would like, and it's called the Songs for Japan. Now, this was the dopest part of it to me, was the fact that everyone involved, all artists involved, they waived all their royalties and their proceeds so that it would all go to, you know, Japan to help out. So big up to them. In entertainment news,
Lil B, remember I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, he's a rapper from the West Coast, that his next album is going to be called I'm Gay. That's going to be his new album. And he's gotten a lot of backlash and, you know, gotten a lot of controversy over this. But P. Diddy is pulling him under his wing and has him opening up for some upcoming shows for Diddy Dirty Money. So when I get those dates, I'll let you guys know. In other entertainment news, Lil' Kim is being pampered by some unnamed labels in anticipation for her upcoming unnamed album. And hopefully it's not all diss songs, because then that would just be whack as hell. And anyway, in other album release dates, KRS-One and Bumpy Knuckles, also known as Freddie Fox, they are doing a collaboration album called Royalty Check, and the release date for that is May 31st. So you guys, hardcore hip-hop heads, you got to get it. And also, Pusha T, he just released, you know, Fear of God 1, you know, earlier this year, and is already talking Fear of God 2. I'm going to get some more information about that to see, because I couldn't find a release date for Fear of God 2. But once I get that, of course, you guys know, I will let you know. And I think that's all I have for you guys for today. Yes, and whatever you do, do it well. Thank you.
Something like a phenomena, headed straight through the top in the elevator, spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Body, cause the party don't stop, and I be in the jam to play my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack, now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like pussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't tug on me. If you with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying, like a phenomena. Headed straight through the top in the elevator. Spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker, fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster, Cartier flair, so I dress them in poshes. My cash is up, stash is tough, my new bitch badass fattest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture and send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
What I'm saying, like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a bottle in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she arrow that. That boy bang hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto Doc Smith matching. But you don't see the mind when my tools flashing. The cable is all glitz, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Pose and pose is stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, she's so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Sunday, where we've been talking about success and having a winning attitude and success being a state of mind. I think everyone here on the show is successful. I mean, again, we've already talked about the fact that it's not what you've acquired as far as materialistic things, but, you know, what have you done to, you know, help other people also? You know, if you think about it, what are people going to remember you by when you're no longer here? Is it going to be by what, you know, cars you drove or what type of home you lived in or what was it that you did to impact someone else's life? So I think that's another thing that people need to remember, that it's also what you can do for other people that makes you successful as well.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, that's a great point you just made, because I think you know, specifically in America, where technology is taking over, and it's all about a hustle and a bustle to get a dollar, you know, we've become a very self-centered, self-focused people. I think we really ought to check ourselves, because it's really not about us. It's about what can we do to help others at the end of the day. And so I totally agree with you. Again, Sunday, May 8th, 2011. Special thanks to the Craig Lewis Band for stopping past tonight. And they most certainly possess a winning attitude. You know, Tyler Perry saw it. Oprah Winfrey saw it. Jennifer Hudson saw it. Hey, I didn't get a chance to ask them what it was like, but Jennifer Hudson actually flew them out to Chicago and had them to perform at her birthday party last year. You know, so again, you know, possessing a positive attitude, whether you can see your future or not, you know, you may be delayed, but don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your hopes. Keep pressing. You know, your blessing's right around the corner. Hey, it's 8:28 on the East Coast, 5:28 on the West Coast, and the Hawks are ahead right now, 18-15 against the Chicago Bulls. Again, the Mavericks stomped the Lakers today, 122-86. Tomorrow night, the Heat versus the Celtics, 7 p.m. Check it out. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 30 minutes left in the program. Thanks for riding with us. A winning attitude, success is a state of mind, is the topic tonight. And, you know, I'll just say, we just got to focus. You know, we really got to focus. You know, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a loser? Do you see yourself as just average? Do you see yourself as above average? Look at the man, the woman in the mirror. Get to know that person. The reality is many people really haven't come in tune with themselves. You know, in order to have a successful state of mind, you typically got to understand your purpose. Have you tapped your purpose? What do you do well at? You know, you may not be doing the job today that you want to do, but what are you doing to work towards getting that job? You know, ideally, people who love what they do, you know, live a more prosperous, happy life. You know, are you striving towards what you want to do? Or are you doing what you have to do? You know?
See, that's the thing that throws me off with the whole statement of, you know, you can be whatever you want to be, because some people want to be singers, but they're not entertaining, or can they sing? You know what I'm saying? It's just like you got to find out what it is that you do well and rock.
Do well.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like that's
and if
that's
you want to sing in the shower, sing in the shower. You'll just never sing at Carnegie Hall.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, because that can be very confusing, because there's a lot of kids out here that have no idea what they want to be. So telling them they can be anything they want, they don't even know what they want. You know what I'm saying?
But
so,
again, it goes
right.
back to purpose. You know, what are,
right.
you, what are you good at?
Right.
Who's
and
helping
your
to... somebody's trying to say something. They're yelling.
I hear them.
I'm sorry. It sounded loud. I wasn't yelling. I was just adding on. And your job as a parent to help them be what they want to be and to help them decide what it is that they want. That's our job, to help them figure out what they want. That's why they can be whatever they want to be. If they want to be a singer, we can get them singing lessons. You know, it's not that they can't sing.
True.
If that's what they really want to do that, then as a parent, that's what we really going to help them do. And if come down the road and they can't sing, then we'll find something else. But telling them they can be whatever they want to be is, you as a parent have to help cultivate that. You know, you set realistic things in their mind, but as a parent, that's what we're supposed to, that's our job, to help them be whatever it is, whatever they came up. That's our job as a parent, to help them meet that goal.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, I think I agree with what CeeLo's saying as far as the realism of it all, but I think the idea of telling, you know, a child that they can be all that they want to do, it's a confidence booster. And you have to boost the child's confidence early in life, because the world, bullies, you know, school is going to beat them down enough and try to take that confidence away. You know, so they should have a certain level of confidence entering into a, you know, tumultuous situation, which we all know, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school, you know, it can be very intimidating. And at times, it could challenge your confidence. So I think that's right. You should build up a child and tell them they can be all that they want to be. And they should learn along the way, you know, what they're good at and what they're not good at.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, like my daughter, as soon as she showed any interest in fashion, the first or art, really, I went and bought her, like, all kinds of, like, art products. And when she went towards fashion, I still went and bought the art products, but I bought her, you know, things that she could use to make her own clothing. And, you know, it's funny that at one point she was asked, she was like, Mommy, why do you do that? Whenever I show interest in something, you go and buy a whole bunch of that stuff. I was like, because I want to know what you like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to help you figure out if it's something you want to stick with. I mean, you know, right. If I just see that you like something, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Let her, you know what I'm saying? Let her figure that out later. Let her do that at her friend's house. You know, then I don't think that's me giving her a chance, you know. So, but she thanked me, like, a couple of weeks ago. She thanked me for even pushing her in that direction because it is something that she really likes. So I get what you're saying, Dee Dee. I'm just saying that there are, just like, a matter of fact, that young man, the one who went on American Idol, the she bang, somebody boosted his confidence. 50 Tyson, somebody boosted his confidence. Somebody backed him up. You're absolutely right. But they, what are they doing now?
Oh, they rolling.
I'm at that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get 'em, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with 'em. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. And I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose.
and I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Hawks up 26-25 against the against the Bulls right now. 57 seconds left in the first quarter. Inside of your empowerment moment. In the first hour, touched on faith and obedience this Empowerment Sunday. Just want to again remind folks, you know, often we're looking for others to pray us out of a situation. You know, in times of despair and trouble, you know, we run to the house and, you know, we quickly pull out $20, $50, $100, $200, you know, to have someone lay hands on us or tell us that everything's going to be all right. When, you know, it's not necessary. At the end of the day, you know, your salvation is a gift. You know, God loves you. You can love God. But what are you doing to align yourself with the blessings and the promises? A seed, you know, giving money in a prayer line is not going to bring about the blessings. Don't believe the hype. That's not how it works. You have to live a lifestyle that's aligned with your faith. You know, we want to believe in the blessing. The blessing doesn't come like that. It's not a magic trick. Faith and obedience brings about the blessings. You can't live a life any kind of way and then think that the blessings are going to flow. What is faith? It's believing that it is before it happens. However, you have to do something. Faith without works, dead. Come on, my friends. Let's be a smarter people. Let's stop being hoodwinked by charismatic, you know, and intelligent, articulate, motivational speakers. You know, get it for yourself. Study the word. Learn for self. Stop being spoon-fed, and in turn, you're being bamboozled. Faith without work is dead. If you're going to receive the blessings, you got to do something different in your life. Inside your empowerment moment, it's Tia Mamet.
Yeah.
Coco Jones, Get Naked. It is 8:44 here in the city of Chesapeake. It is 5:44 over there on the West Coast in California and Las Vegas. And tonight's Empowerment Sunday, and we're discussing a winning attitude and the successes of state of mind. Definitely, we've heard different perspectives, and just want to let Cee-Lo know I won't try to beat you up, and I do agree, I somewhat agree with what you said, but I just don't want to take that part of that. What Terrence said was definitely right. It's the confidence builder that you need, and regardless of how you say it, it's just that piece of confidence that kids need, that you need to instill in them at an early age. That way, you can't take it out of them when they get older. They need to hear that from home. So, but tonight we've had a great show. We've heard from the Craig Lewis Band, and they are awesome. Two beautiful young men, up and coming. Singers, voice sounds. OMG, goodness gracious. And you know what? I really wasn't into R&B music, and I won't say gospel. I love gospel, but R&B music until lately, and I'm just, they sound awesome. They can sing to me anytime. Okay, now I went on. Go get it. Okay, well, I had a moment. I got all hat and flustered. Hold on. They just say,
hey, the cast is dope. No doubt.
Yeah,
the Craig Lewis
definitely.
Fan. Hey, log on to iTunes. You know, pick up the project. Support these young cats. The dynamic duo of the Craig Lewis Band. You can follow them on Twitter at Craig Lewis Band.
I'm not sure who is who, honestly. But I'll say this, that the one who sounds like Life, that's the one who was singing the Where You At.
Right.
That's who his voice reminds me of, Life Jennings.
Yep. He does sound a little bit like Life.
Yeah. I mean, he has his own style about him, but I mean, as far as just the sound, you know, that raspy.
The raspiness. Mm-hmm.
Filling in between the notes voice, you know. Yeah. I like that. It's pretty dope.
Right.
I wish we would have found him first.
Hey, join us tomorrow night. Hey, yeah, I wish we had found him first, too. Hey, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., is higher education the key to obtaining the American dream? Well, what the hell is the American dream in 2011? Join us tomorrow night. You know, is higher education the key to obtaining the American dream? We'll talk about it, 10 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
The show is almost over. Oh, my goodness, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
Hey.
Right.
Hey, 12 minutes left of the show.
Where's the
time flies when you're having fun.
Okay. Rock and roll, rock and roll. Elvis Presley ain't got no soul. Bo Diddley is rock and roll.
Bo Diddley. 917-889-3926 for last-minute comments, shout-outs. Well, Bo Diddley. That's funny.
And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, all the fathers
all
that are acting
mothers.
As mothers, and to all the women who are assuming the role as mothers. Happy, happy, happy Mother's Day. And even if you don't have that relationship with your mother, do know that it is only by a woman that you are here on this earth. So regardless of the offense or whatever the plight, thank God that you got here.
Praise
no
doubt.
Greg, no
I need
doubt.
A fan for you.
Big up to Belinda Clark. I sent her some beautiful roses yesterday up north. That's my girl. You know, my mom. I love her to death. Absolutely. Love her to life.
Your mom.
She
yes,
always say that. Love me to life, baby. Love me to life, baby. I love you to life, baby.
Well, I want to give a special shout-out. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. But I want to give a special shout-out to my daughter's stepmother and her grandmother. Thank you very much for all that you've done and the part that you've played in my daughter's life. And, and happy Mother's Day to all my mothers. Yes, I
no
love
doubt.
You guys. And my friends and stuff. And you ladies. And
no doubt. The Bulls are up 29-28 against the Hawks. Hey, Dee Dee just said something that just kind of fell on me. A lot of people are strained, you know, in their relationships. And I challenge you today to, you know, decrease your will and increase a bigger will. You know, if you are not in relationship with your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, you know, how bad can it really be? You know, decrease your will. You know, if they were to die today, you know, how bad would you feel? And if you would feel that bad, put those things aside. You know, contact that person. You know, get those relationships up. It's not that serious. We got 10 minutes left in the show. It's 8:50. We will be back. Well, we know that wasn't what you were supposed to hear. We'll be right back.
We did that in front of your empowerment hour. We were being rude.
8:50. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Hey, I don't know who won that fight, but
Pacquiao.
I'm thinking Manny Pacquiao knocked
it
out.
You know it.
Yeah.
Sugar Shane washed up. He all washed up. I wish he stopped fighting. He can't win nothing. He gets on my nerves. I wish he go sit his tail down somewhere. He is so this was like when Roy Jones tried to come back when he fought Tar for the second time. If that boy knocked you out the first time, what makes you think he ain't going to knock you out again? Just like with Shane Mosley. Dude, if you don't go sit down somewhere, he must need the money because I just can't see myself continue to take a beating. You know what I'm saying? Because he hasn't won anything. I don't even know why he's a contender.
I wish I could have been out there last night. So, actually, I'm checking it out right now. I just got the report in. Manny Pacquiao was in such good shape. And look, they called it an easy victory over Shane Mosley last night in Vegas. You know, he was such in so good shape after the fight. You know, he hit up a club at our spot at Mandalay Bay Hotel and even performed a few songs last night. This was after he whipped up on Shane Mosley. That's embarrassing. Just embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They had a lot of fight parties and stuff last night. So I wonder if people I wonder how many people lost money, got into a fight at the fight party.
I know that a lot of people won some money because the bet was on Pacquiao last night. Nobody felt, you know, Sugar Shane was up to par, unfortunately.
You know what? He just may be one of those fighters that they use to get a fight or a fight. I mean, because you got to think that they don't have a lot of contenders for them to go against, like in welterweight and the lightweight. They have to make contenders. Anyway, what?
So sorry, Shane Mosley. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Manny Pacquiao. Again, check us out tomorrow night. What's that?
I said, poor little tink-tink.
Hey, you're funny. Check us out tomorrow night where our topic is high education the key to obtaining the American dream? Right here at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Thanks for riding, everybody. Good night. Shout out to ladies. Take us home.
Continue to be a blessing, everybody.
This is CeeLo. Whatever you do, do it well.
And this is Koya. Be blessed.
Like this, you always wrap me.
ninja.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.